proper management of hazardous materials in convenience stores. Howdy, folks. Mike Hernandez here. Welcome, sales associates, to this edition of Dive from C-Store Center, the podcast dedicated to enhancing safety practices in the convenience store environment. In this episode, we're diving into a critical topic affecting our safety at work and our environment, properly handling and disposing of hazardous materials. Hazardous materials, from cleaning chemicals to batteries and fluorescent bulbs, are more common in our daily operations than one might expect. Handling these substances improperly can pose significant risks to our health and the environment. Today, we aim to shed light on the best practices for managing these materials safely. We'll cover everything from how to store and handle them correctly to the proper protocols for disposing of them, ensuring we mitigate any potential risks. Join us as we navigate the complexities of hazardous materials in the convenience store setting, equipping you with the knowledge and tools to handle these substances responsibly and responsibly. Whether you're a new employee or a seasoned manager, understanding these practices is essential for maintaining a safe workplace and community. Let's get started. Segment 1, Understanding Hazardous Materials. Building on our introduction to the importance of handling hazardous materials responsibly, let's explore what these materials are and why they're considered hazardous. This understanding is foundational to implementing the right safety measures. Definition of hazardous materials. In the context of a convenience store, hazardous materials pose a risk to health, safety, or the environment due to their chemical or physical nature. These materials can be corrosive, flammable, reactive, toxic, or biohazardous, and they require specific handling procedures to ensure safety. Common examples in convenience stores. Cleaning chemicals. These are perhaps the most frequently encountered hazardous materials in our stores. Products like bleach, ammonia, or oven cleaners can cause chemical burns, release harmful fumes, and require careful handling and storage. Batteries. Certain batteries, especially lithium-ion batteries, are considered hazardous because they can leak corrosive liquids or catch fire if damaged. Proper disposal is crucial to prevent harm. Fluorescent bulbs contain mercury, a toxic heavy metal that can be hazardous to health if they are broken. Safe handling and disposal are critical to prevent mercury exposure. Understanding these examples helps underline the importance of treating such materials with care. By identifying the hazardous materials in our stores, we can better focus our efforts on maintaining safe handling practices, ensuring that all employees know the risks and the necessary precautions. Let's continue to build on this knowledge as we explore the best practices for handling and disposal, keeping safety at the forefront of everything we do in our stores. Potential risks. Having identified what constitutes hazardous materials in a convenience store setting, it's crucial to understand the potential risks associated with their improper handling and disposal. Recognizing these dangers underscores the importance of stringent safety protocols and informs the measures we need to implement to protect ourselves, our customers, and the environment. Health risks. Improper handling of hazardous materials can lead to a range of health issues, including chemical burns and poisoning. Direct contact with corrosive chemicals like strong cleaning agents can cause burns or other injuries. Inhalation or ingestion of toxic substances can lead to poisoning, with symptoms ranging from mild irritation to severe health crises. Respiratory issues. Fumes from volatile chemicals, such as those emitted by certain cleaning products or aerosols, can irritate the respiratory tract, leading to breathing difficulties, especially in individuals with pre-existing conditions like asthma. Long-term health effects. Prolonged exposure to certain hazardous materials can have chronic health effects, including cancers and other serious diseases, underscoring the need for proper protective measures. Environmental risks. The improper disposal of hazardous materials poses significant threats to the environment. Pollution. Chemicals poured down drains or improperly discarded can contaminate water supplies, soil, and ecosystems. This pollution can harm wildlife, disrupt habitats, and even make its way back to human populations. Fire hazards. Flammable materials that are improperly stored or disposed of can create serious fire risks, posing threats to the store and the surrounding community. Resource contamination. Hazardous waste like batteries and fluorescent bulbs can release harmful substances into landfills if not properly recycled, potentially contaminating the ground and water sources. Understanding these risks highlights the critical need for meticulous handling and disposal procedures for hazardous materials in our stores. As we move forward, let's discuss the best practices to mitigate these risks and foster a safe working and living environment for everyone involved. Segment 2, Best Practices for Handling Hazardous Materials. Proper storage. Recognizing the serious health and environmental risks associated with hazardous materials, we must implement and adhere to best practices for handling these substances, starting with proper storage. Effective storage not only prevents accidents, but also minimizes the exposure risks to both employees and customers. Proper storage guidelines. Proper storage of hazardous materials is critical to maintaining a safe environment in our convenience stores. Here are several key guidelines to follow. Appropriate ventilation. Ensure that the storage area is well ventilated. Some chemicals release fumes that can be harmful if inhaled, so adequate airflow helps to dissipate these and reduce the risk of respiratory problems. Clear signage. All areas where hazardous materials are stored should have clear, visible signage that alerts staff and customers to the potential dangers. Signs should include information on the nature of the hazard and the necessary precautions to take when near these materials. Segregation of materials. Store different hazardous materials separately to prevent chemical reactions. For example, acids and bases should be stored apart, and flammables should be kept away from ignition sources. This segregation helps to prevent chemical accidents, including fires and explosions. Secure storage containers. Use appropriate containers for storing hazardous materials. These containers should be durable, sealed, and designed specifically for the type of chemical they hold. Ensure that lids are secure to prevent spills and leaks. Accessibility. While it's important to keep hazardous materials out of the reach of unauthorized persons, particularly customers and minors, they should be readily accessible to trained staff in case of need. This means avoiding overcrowding in storage areas, which can lead to accidents during retrieval. Regular inspections. Conduct regular inspections of storage areas to ensure that all containers are intact, no unauthorized materials have been added, and that all protocols are being followed. This helps to catch and rectify potential issues before they lead to accidents. By implementing these storage guidelines, we take significant steps towards mitigating the risks associated with hazardous materials in our convenience stores. Effective storage is not just about keeping these materials out of sight. It's about ensuring they are managed in a way that prioritizes safety and health. As we continue to uphold these standards, we protect ourselves and our customers and contribute to a safer community environment. Safe handling techniques for managing hazardous materials. Building on the foundation of proper storage practices, it's equally crucial to focus on safe handling techniques when working with hazardous materials. Ensuring safety during the use of these substances involves meticulous attention to detail, adherence to protocols, and the use of appropriate safety equipment. Personal protective equipment. Appropriate PPE. Depending on the type of hazardous material being handled, different types of PPE may be necessary. For instance, gloves are essential when handling corrosive chemicals to protect the skin. Goggles can shield the eyes from splashes, and respirators might be needed to avoid inhaling harmful vapors. Proper use and maintenance. Simply providing PPE is not enough. Employees must be trained to properly wear, adjust, and maintain this equipment. This includes understanding when PPE should be replaced and knowing how to clean and store it correctly to ensure it remains effective. Spill prevention. Preventative measures. Prevention is key in managing hazardous materials. This involves drip trays when transferring liquids, ensuring that caps are securely tightened after use, and never overfilling containers. Immediate response kits. Equip your store with spill kits appropriate for the hazardous materials you handle. These kits should be easily accessible and contain absorbents, neutralizers, and disposal bags to manage spills quickly and effectively. First aid measures. Emergency protocols. Clear and concise emergency response procedures should be in place to deal with accidental exposures. This includes having material safety data sheets readily accessible, which provide specific first aid instructions for different types of hazardous substances. Training. All employees should receive regular first aid training, with specific emphasis on handling potential injuries from hazardous materials. This training should cover basic first aid techniques and how to respond during skin contact, inhalation, or ingestion of hazardous substances. Safe handling practices are critical to our overall strategy to manage hazardous materials in convenience stores. By rigorously following these guidelines and ensuring that all employees are properly trained and equipped, we can significantly reduce the risks associated with these substances. Let's continue our commitment to safety by integrating these practices into our daily routines, ensuring a secure environment for everyone in our store. Segment 3, disposal protocols, navigating regulations and guidelines. Having established the fundamentals of safe handling and the necessary precautions to take when using hazardous materials, we must also consider the critical phase of disposal. Proper disposal is not only a matter of maintaining safety, but also of complying with legal requirements to ensure environmental protection. Understanding disposal requirements. Proper disposal of hazardous materials begins with a thorough understanding of the local regulations and environmental guidelines that govern such processes. Local regulations, these are specific to your region and dictate how hazardous materials should be disposed of safely. These regulations are designed to prevent environmental contamination and protect public health. Convenience store operators must familiarize themselves with these rules to ensure compliance and avoid potential fines. EPA guidelines, the Environmental Protection Agency provides federal guidelines on hazardous waste disposal. These guidelines offer a framework for identifying hazardous materials and outline the steps for their proper disposal. Implementing compliant disposal practices. Regular training. Staff should receive regular training on the latest disposal procedures and regulatory changes. This training should cover how to categorize and handle waste safely in the channels and facilities where it can be disposed of legally. Proper segregation. Hazardous waste must be segregated from regular waste. This involves having designated containers for hazardous materials and clear labeling to ensure they are easily identifiable. Segregation helps prevent the accidental mixing of hazardous and non-hazardous waste, which can complicate disposal processes and increase disposal costs. Use of licensed disposal services. Many types of hazardous waste cannot be disposed of through regular waste channels. Engaging licensed hazardous waste disposal services ensures that your hazardous waste is handled and disposed of in a manner that meets all regulatory requirements. Understanding and implementing these disposal protocols is essential for compliance and maintaining the integrity of our environment and community health. Integrating these practices into our daily operations contributes to a safer, more responsible convenience store environment. Let's commit to upholding these standards, ensuring our actions align with legal obligations and our ethical commitment to environmental stewardship. Setting up disposal processes, ensuring efficiency and compliance. With a solid understanding of the local regulations and the importance of proper disposal practices for hazardous materials, the next step is establishing efficient and compliant disposal processes within your convenience store. This setup is crucial not only for safety and environmental protection, but also for maintaining operational efficiency and regulatory compliance. Steps for establishing disposal processes. Implementing a structured disposal process involves several key steps. Designate disposal areas. Identify and mark areas in your store where hazardous waste awaiting disposal is stored. These areas should be secure, appropriately ventilated, and accessible only to trained staff to prevent unauthorized access or contamination. Develop and implement disposal protocols. Create detailed protocols for disposing hazardous materials. These protocols should include instructions on how to handle, package, and label waste properly before it is picked up or dropped off at a disposal facility. Ensure these protocols are easily accessible to all employees through manuals or posted guidelines in designated areas. Employee training. Conduct comprehensive training sessions on hazardous material disposal procedures for all employees. This training should include identifying different types of hazardous waste, handling emergencies, using personal protective equipment, and understanding the legal repercussions of non-compliance. Regular refreshers and updates on these training sessions are necessary to inform everyone about the latest practices and regulations. Monitoring compliance. Regular audits. Schedule regular audits of hazardous waste storage and disposal practices. These audits can help identify any gaps in compliance and provide an opportunity to correct them before they lead to larger issues or violations. Documentation. Maintain thorough records of hazardous waste management, including what was disposed of, how, when, and by whom. This documentation is crucial for regulatory compliance and can be invaluable during inspections or audits. Feedback mechanism. Establish a feedback mechanism that allows employees to report potential problems or suggest improvements to the disposal processes. This not only helps in maintaining compliance, but also fosters a proactive approach to safety and environmental responsibility. By setting up these efficient and compliant disposal processes, we ensure that our convenience stores adhere to legal standards and contribute positively to community and environmental health. Take these steps seriously and ensure our actions reflect our commitment to safety, compliance, and environmental stewardship. Segment 4, Emergency Response and Spill Management. Proactive Preparedness. Having established a robust framework for properly disposing of hazardous materials, it's essential to address how we manage potential emergencies, particularly spills, which pose immediate risks to safety and the environment. Effective spill management and emergency response are critical components of our hazardous material protocols. Preparation for spills. Being well prepared for any hazardous material spill minimizes risks and ensures a swift, safe resolution. Here's how we can equip our stores to handle such incidents effectively. Spill kits. Every store should have easily accessible spill kits specific to the types of hazardous materials handled. These kits typically include absorbents, neutralizers for acids or bases, protective gear, and containment tools. Ensure that these kits are regularly checked and replenished as necessary. Placement of kits. Position spill kits in strategic locations that are known for handling or storing hazardous materials. This placement ensures that the response can begin immediately in the event of a spill, reducing the spread and impact. Emergency contact information. Post emergency contact information prominently within the store. This should include local emergency services and the contact details of the person responsible for managing hazardous materials. All staff should know who to contact and the steps to follow during a spill. Clear signage. Use clear signage to mark areas where hazardous materials are stored and where spill kits can be found. This signage should include instructions on what to do in the event of a spill and the location of the nearest spill kit. Training for spill response. Employee training. Regular training sessions ensure all staff know how to respond to spills safely and effectively. This training should cover the types of hazardous materials in the store, the use of spill kits, emergency procedures, and personal safety measures. Drills. Conduct regular drills to practice spill response in a controlled environment. These drills can help identify weaknesses in the response plan and provide staff with hands-on experience in dealing with spills. Review and update procedures. Regularly review and update spill response procedures to reflect any changes in store layout, staff, or hazardous materials on site. This ensures that all information is current and applicable to the staff's needs. By focusing on preparation and proactive measures, our convenience stores can ensure a rapid and effective response to hazardous material spills, safeguarding employee safety and environmental integrity. Implementing these practices demonstrates compliance with safety regulations and reinforces our commitment to responsible store management. Let's remain vigilant and prepared, ensuring that our response to any emergency is swift and well-coordinated. Spill response procedures, detailed action steps. Building on our groundwork of preparation and training for spill management, it's vital to have a clear, actionable plan for responding to spills when they occur. A well-defined response procedure not only ensures safety but also minimizes environmental impact. Let's explore a step-by-step guide on effectively managing different types of hazardous material spills in convenience stores. Step-by-step spill response procedures. 1. Assess the situation. Quickly assess the size and type of spill and potential hazards to anyone in the immediate area. This initial assessment will determine the level of response needed and whether to evacuate the area. 2. Alert and evacuate if necessary. If the spill poses immediate risks, such as flammable liquids or toxic fumes, alert all personnel and evacuate the area according to the emergency plan. Ensure that all customers and staff leave the area safely. 3. Use personal protective equipment before attempting to manage the spill. Ensure that you and any other responders wear appropriate PPE, depending on the material spilled. This may include gloves, goggles, respirators, and protective clothing. 4. Contain the spill. Use materials from the spill kit to contain the spill. Absorbents, containment booms, or sand can be used to prevent the spread of the material. For larger spills, it might be necessary to protect drains and doorways to prevent them from spreading to other areas or the environment. 5. Clean up the spill. Once the spill is contained, begin cleanup efforts using appropriate tools and methods. This may involve scooping up absorbed materials and placing them in designated hazardous waste containers. 6. Proper disposal. The cleanup materials should be disposed of as hazardous waste according to local regulations. Hazardous waste should never be disposed of in regular trash bins or down drains. 7. Decontaminate the area after removing the spill materials. Decontaminate the area using suitable cleaning agents to remove any residual chemicals. Ensure the area is thoroughly ventilated if fumes are involved. 8. Report the incident. Document the spill and the actions taken to respond. Report the incident to the designated store manager or safety officer. This report should include details about the material, the quantity spilled, how the spill was handled, and any suggestions for preventing similar incidents in the future. 9. Review and revise procedures. Regularly review and update the spill response procedures based on lessons learned from past incidents. Continuous improvement can help prevent future spills and ensure more effective responses. By following these detailed spill response procedures, our convenience store associates can handle hazardous material spills competently and safely. Each step is designed to protect all personnel, customers, and the environment while maintaining compliance with health and safety regulations. Let's commit to these protocols, ensuring our readiness to act swiftly and effectively in maintaining a safe store environment. Segment 5, Fostering a Culture of Safety. Commitment to regular training. As we consider the critical steps involved in managing spills and responding to emergencies with hazardous materials, it becomes evident that sustaining a culture of safety within our convenience stores is paramount. Central to fostering this culture is the commitment to regular training, ensuring every team member is aware of the proper procedures and fully prepared to implement them when necessary, emphasizing regular training. 1. Scheduled training sessions. To maintain a high level of readiness, regular training sessions are essential. These sessions should cover all aspects of hazardous material handling and disposal and be tailored to include new information, changing regulations, or updates to company policies. Ensuring these training sessions occur at predictable intervals helps keep the information fresh in employees' minds. 2. Comprehensive coverage. Training should encompass a wide range of topics, from the initial handling and storage of hazardous materials to detailed response strategies for emergencies, including spills. It's crucial that training also includes practical demonstrations or drills that allow staff to practice these skills in a controlled, safe environment. 3. New employee orientation. Incorporate hazardous material safety training into the onboarding process for all new employees. This ensures that new team members are aligned with the store's safety protocols from their first day, reducing the risk of accidents and enhancing overall workplace safety. 4. Ongoing education. Encourage ongoing education where employees feel empowered to seek additional information or clarification on hazardous materials and safety procedures. This can be facilitated through access to online resources, in-house training materials, and regular updates from safety officers. 5. Feedback and continuous improvement. Create mechanisms for employees to provide feedback on safety protocols and training sessions. This feedback can be invaluable in identifying areas for improvement and helping adapt training to better meet the team's needs. By instilling regular training and fostering an environment where safety is seen as a collective responsibility, we can build and maintain a culture of safety that protects our employees, customers, and the community. This commitment to regular education and preparedness enhances our compliance with safety regulations and reinforces our dedication to creating a secure and conscientious working environment. Let's continue to prioritize safety through continuous learning and vigilant practice. Empowering employees, cultivating ownership of safety practices. Building on our commitment to regular training and empowering our employees is another vital component of fostering a safety-conscious culture within our convenience stores. When staff members are encouraged to take ownership of safety practices, they become active participants in maintaining a safe working environment, particularly when handling hazardous materials. Encouraging proactive involvement. 1. Empowerment through knowledge. Equip employees with the knowledge they need to handle hazardous materials safely. This goes beyond training sessions, including access to material safety data sheets, clear instructions on hazardous material labels, and regular safety updates. Knowledge empowers employees to make informed decisions and take responsible actions. 2. Encouraging ownership. Encourage employees to take personal responsibility for the safety of their work areas. This includes proper storage, handling, and disposal of hazardous materials. Employees who feel a sense of ownership are more likely to maintain vigilance and comply with established safety protocols. 3. Reporting mechanisms. Establish clear and accessible mechanisms for employees to report safety concerns or incidents. Whether it's a near miss, an observed unsafe condition, or a suggestion for improving safety procedures, employees should feel confident that their reports will be taken seriously and acted upon. 4. Recognition and incentives. Recognize and reward employees who consistently adhere to safety protocols or contribute ideas that enhance safety. Incentives can motivate staff to remain engaged and proactive about safety, reinforcing a positive feedback loop that benefits the entire store. 5. Creating safety ambassadors. Identify and train safety ambassadors within the team, employees keenly interested in safety matters. These ambassadors can lead by example, help train others, and serve as a point of contact for safety questions, spreading a safety culture throughout the organization. By empowering our employees to take active roles in safety management, we enhance our store's overall safety profile and foster a working environment where everyone feels valued and responsible. Let's continue to cultivate this empowerment, ensuring that every team member is equipped, encouraged, and recognized for their commitment to maintaining a safe store environment, especially when handling and disposing of hazardous materials. Conclusion. As we conclude today's discussion on properly handling and disposing of hazardous materials in convenience stores, let's recap the vital points we've covered and emphasize the ongoing commitment required to maintain safety and compliance. Recap of key points. We began by defining hazardous materials and understanding their potential risks to health and the environment. We discussed the essential practices of proper storage and safe handling to prevent accidents and ensure safe operations. We delved into specific protocols for disposing of hazardous materials, managing spills effectively, and the importance of regular training and empowerment for our associates. Call to action. Now, I urge you to return these lessons to your stores and integrate them into your daily routines. Remember, maintaining safety with hazardous materials is not a one-time task, but a continuous commitment. It requires vigilance, adherence to best practices, and a proactive approach to safety challenges. Implement safety practices, apply the storage, handling, and disposal techniques discussed today in your daily operations. Ensure that all team members understand and consistently execute these practices. Foster a safety culture, contribute actively to building and maintaining a safety culture within your store. This involves following protocols and encouraging and supporting your colleagues to do the same. Stay informed and prepared. Stay updated with any changes in safety regulations or best practices. Regular training and refreshers are crucial to remaining competent and prepared for any situation that might arise. Thank you for joining us in this important conversation. By working together and supporting each other in these safety efforts, we ensure our own well-being and protect our customers and our community. Let's continue to lead safely and diligently, making our convenience stores exemplars of responsible hazardous material management. Oh, and before I go, here are some questions for you to consider. 1. How can convenience store employees be trained to effectively assess risks associated with hazardous materials, especially when new or unfamiliar products are introduced? 2. Considering the variety of hazardous materials in a convenience store, what are the best practices for developing comprehensive emergency response plans that are easy to implement during a crisis? 3. With varying local, state, and federal regulations governing hazardous materials, how can store managers ensure ongoing compliance, especially when regulations frequently change? 4. What strategies can convenience stores implement to minimize the environmental impact of hazardous waste disposal while also maintaining efficiency and cost effectiveness? 5. How can convenience stores enhance employee engagement and responsibility in maintaining safety standards for handling hazardous materials without overwhelming them with complex protocols? Thank you for tuning into another insightful dive episode from C Store Center. I hope you enjoyed the valuable information. If you find it useful, please share the podcast with anyone who might benefit from it. Please visit cstorethrive.com and sign up for more employee-related content for the convenience store. Again, I'm Mike Hernandez. Goodbye and see you in the next episode. Dive from C Store Center is a sink or swim production.